We Got the Geek is recorded before a live studio audience.
Welcome to the fourth edition of the Geekly Session.
Woohoo!
I gotta memorize that because we just started using it last week.
The Geekly Session.
As named by Aaron Russell.
Again, thank you, Aaron. And when we see you at Jace Wars, which is June 16th, right?
Yep. In Port Colborne.
In Port Colborne at the Royal Canadian Legion.
Mm-hmm.
And we will give you your $5 Timmy's card, Aaron, because we love you.
That's right. And we're in our fourth different location now.
Right.
What are we calling this? Is this your Sarah Rec Room of Justice?
The Rec Room of Justice. No.
I love that name.
No. I don't know what to call it.
Well, we'll figure something out.
Sarah's Den.
The Den of Doom.
The Den of Doom.
It's a good one.
I like it.
Cool. And this week's guest, we have a great cosplay duo here.
Woo!
Erica and Mercedes. How's it going, guys?
Very good.
And recently you guys have been teaming up as Gamora and Star-Lord, which has been cool.
Yes, very cool.
And I was going to ask you this question, which just found out before we started recording, if you guys had any other plans for future cosplays together.
Many.
Should we reveal what we're doing next Saturday for Niagara Falls?
I think we should.
So for next Saturday, I'll be doing Black Widow.
And I'll be doing Valkyrie.
Nice.
That's cool.
I've never
seen a Valkyrie cosplay yet. Ooh. So that'll be cool.
I'm excited then.
Hey!
You could be the very first in Niagara Falls.
Nice.
That'd be cool. Yeah. So definitely we're going to see you at Niagara Falls Comic Con, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
And Erica was recently in the Bare Bones that Sarah directed.
Yes,
was.
What was your thoughts and experience like?
It was so much fun. I miss it so much.
I know,
actually,
right?
It's so weird not going to rehearsal every night. And
yeah.
Just being with everybody. We became like a little family.
It really turned out amazing, and the people were, and still are, fantastic. I say were because the play is over now, but.
And we had a great audience, really.
We really did.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jason.
That's all I was for. This is Jason and Mercedes in the audience.
That's all.
It was a good play, and I went on a night where there was like a mini blizzard, and you still got kind of a good turnout.
Yeah, the Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was not bad at all.
And the interview we did with all you guys turned out great, and lots of people heard it, so thanks for being part of that.
Yay!
We got all sorts of geek news to get to. I'm going to ask you this, though, because I just watched it the other night, and I know you're heavily into these shows. What were your thoughts on the Flash season finale?
Okay, you're going to hate me, but I actually missed the Flash.
Oh.
I know.
I saw
the Arrow one, and I watched Supernatural, but I actually
missed that. You need to hand in your nerd card.
All right, let's not spoil that one, but let's go back a bit then, because you also watch Arrow.
Yes.
I'll give you my thoughts on Arrow in a second, but what did you think?
On Arrow?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
You did
not. There was so much going on. I loved it. The ending was a little pissed off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here's the thing, though, which I think they're going to do. So, spoilers for anyone who hasn't seen Arrow from 2 weeks ago. Ollie went to jail at the end. But there was
I didn't see it.
Here's what I think they're going to base
Iron Man thing, saying, I am the Green Arrow in front of everybody.
Oh, that's cool.
Here's the thing, though. A few years ago, there was a movie script going around for a Green Arrow movie called Supermax, which is basically his identity gets outed. He gets thrown into jail with all these criminals he'd put away, them knowing he's Green Arrow.
Oops.
And I think maybe they're going to use elements of that for the TV series next year.
Oh.
Yeah, that would be
Does he get beaten up in every episode by the people he put in
I don't
there?
Remember, but in the movie they even had Batman and Superman villains in the jail, too.
Oh, my God.
Like, I think Luther was in there with him.
They have used some Batman villains in Arrow before.
Oh, that's cool.
So, like, I remember these, like, was it the Clock King or whatever before?
And, yeah.
Yeah.
Ra's al Ghul was on there once.
Ra's al Ghul, yep.
See, I only know the Trickster.
And Mark Hamill's Trickster is amazing.
And that's the Flash.
But he's great.
I don't
Mark
know.
Hamill's Trickster was amazing.
Yes. Doesn't matter. Flash, Green Arrow, whatever. Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill's the best.
Yeah, he is.
He's the best. So, with Arrow, I like the finale.
I really did like it, though.
This is the thing. Arrow used to be my favorite show of all of them. And this year was a little disappointing to me. Everyone seemed to whine a little bit too much. And Wild Dog got on my nerves.
Oh,
and
the new Team Arrow. I'm not even want to call them the new Team Arrow. They just drove me nuts.
Yeah.
I loved Curtis, but even he was driving me nuts.
Yeah, the last three or four episodes of the season were amazing, but the rest of the season...
In between, like in the middle.
Yeah, and the crossover this year was great with the other shows.
I loved the crossover this year. I think it was my favorite one this year.
And this coming season, I guess we're getting Batwoman and Gotham City.
Apparently we're getting Batwoman and Gotham in the new one, so I'm looking forward to that. And I don't know who's going to play Batwoman yet.
Yeah, I don't think they've said anything.
I don't think they revealed anything yet about that.
Mercedes, are you in any of these shows at all? No?
I fell off with working full-time and college, and can't keep up with the episodes anymore. Okay. Yeah. I need to re-binge them.
That's why during this whole segment, right here and now, Mercedes and I have been very quiet.
Yes.
Well, why don't we get to some news stories then so we can get everyone's opinion. Mm-hmm. And watch The Flash because it's pretty awesome.
I think I caught up on The Flash.
News team! Assemble!
Do you want to kick things off? Because I know you had a pretty good one for number one.
Yeah, because you sent it to me.
Right. I sent you some of the best ones, though.
Well, yeah, you did. Okay, so it has been confirmed that Boba Fett from Star Wars is getting his own standalone movie.
Saw that.
Yes, and it's going to be written and directed by filmmaker James Mangold. He most recently co-wrote and directed Logan, and he earned an Oscar nomination for Best Adapted Screenplay. So I think the Boba Fett standalone movie will be in very good hands.
Probably sad, too, right?
Sad. Well, yeah. Logan.
Yeah.
I can see it being dark because of Logan.
Yeah. That grainy kind
of...
Yeah.
He also worked on The Greatest Showman as well.
Oh.
So,
So we're going to get maybe a Boba Fett
musical
dance number.
We'll get a musical starring Hugh Jackman.
Maybe he'll get Jackman in a cameo or something in this.
One of Boba Fett's first contracts.
He was like an executive producer or something on The Greatest Showman.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he directed The Wolverine as well.
I think so, yeah.
That's pretty decent. Boba Fett always, to me, was a character that looked cool. But if you go back and watch those movies...
He didn't have a lot of lines.
He didn't do much either.
No.
And his death was just like...
His death was like...
He's gone now.
Just...
A blind fellow got him killed.
Yeah, like, he died like a bitch, okay?
Yeah.
You're going to edit that out, aren't you?
No, not at all, honey. But it could be interesting. And then last week we talked that there's a Kenobi movie in the works as well.
Yeah, that I can't wait
for. I just hope
it's
Ewan McGregor because I love
Yeah, and it's going to it's gonna deal with him watching over Luke in those years on Tatooine.
Yay!
Oh,
and Ewan McGregor will be in, he's going to be in Christopher Robin coming out soon.
I know. I haven't watched the new trailer yet, but I'm going to watch it when I get home tonight.
I saw the new trailer.
I cried in the teaser trailer. I got teary-eyed watching the teaser trailer.
I was crying in the new trailer.
I'm going to cry again.
It was nostalgic, and it was just sweet, and I'm like...
Just hearing him say Christopher Robin brought back so many memories of childhood.
Yeah, I was like, damn it, I'm tearing up at a teaser trailer.
I'm not crying, you're crying. I can't wait. I can't wait to see it.
Me too.
So, and it goes from Christopher Robin to Obi-Wan again. Fantastic. I just want to see a cameo of Winnie the Pooh on Tatooine.
Maybe Obi-Wan is Christopher Robin in disguise.
Ooh. It could happen. They're both Disney, right?
People.
It could happen. It's Hollywood. Anything can happen.
Hollywood magic.
Sprinkle.
The more you know. Gojo.
Glitter.
It's all on my Disney, I mean, come on.
Yeah. Disney.
Should I love Disney?
Disney's nice. We like
them. We have to say that because they own pretty much everything.
Yeah. But they're cool.
True. Very true.
All right. So I have some news which came up a couple weeks ago. We haven't talked about it yet. So 27 years after we last saw Ted Theodore Logan and Bill S. Preston Esquire, Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter are now confirmed to appear in a third Bill and Ted movie called Bill and Ted Face the Music. What are your thoughts on this, Sarah J? Did you like those movies?
I liked the first one. Wasn't too keen on the second. And I will watch the third.
The plot's interesting. You remember how at the end of the movie, the second one, they wrote a spectacular song that... like
world peace.
Yeah, and everything and peace to the galaxy and everything.
4 years later, they didn't write the song.
Yeah, they're now middle-aged, they're still best friends, and they're out on a new adventure because a visitor from the future warns them that they need to write that song or all life on Earth is in trouble.
They best get to getting.
I'm excited that Keanu Reeves wants to do it after like all the success he's had.
Yeah, but you know what? That's just the thing with Keanu Reeves. He's just such a like humble, down-to-earth guy. That for him, this is just something fun, and he doesn't have to, you know, worry about anything. He can just go in, reprise his character, and just have a good time with his friend.
Yeah, I was psyched a couple months ago when they did that photo shoot for Entertainment Weekly. He looks like John Wick in the phone book. It was great.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever see those movies at all?
No, I can't say that I have, actually.
Me either.
I've heard of them, I just never seen them.
And the young whippersnappers.
They're a wacky.
But I watch a lot of old stuff, though.
Well, wait a minute.
Ted is old.
God.
Technically, honey, the first one came out in 89.
Shut up. Don't know.
And the other guy, Alex Winter, he does mainly documentaries now, I guess. He produces documentaries. So
Alex Winter was in a movie just after the first Bill and Ted called Freak or Freaks.
Oh, okay.
Something like
Never
that.
Never heard of it.
Single Pearl.
We don't know. Don't remember. It was a weird movie. It was good, but it was weird.
Okay. And he was in Lost Boys, too.
Yeah. So.
Cool. Well, I'm stoked. I'm excited to see this because they're excited about it. And the quote they used was they're excited to get the band back together because it's the same director and same writers.
Nice. George Carlin will not be in it, though.
Although I remember in Back to the Future 2 where they went back in time and saw stuff from the first movie.
Yeah.
I guess they're writing something similar into this where they go back in time to the events of the first movie and they see George Carlin.
Aww.
So that's kind of decent.
That'll be sweet.
Yeah. Hey, why don't we take a quick break?
Hey!
We'll come back and we'll talk some more news with Erica and Mercedes. Here's a lovely commercial.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
Where is Gamora?
Yeah, I'll do you one better. Who's Gamora?
I'll do you one better. Why is Gamora?
All right, we're back here in the
Den of Doom.
Den of Doom.
Oh, it's Den of Doom now.
I don't like this.
We'll go with it for tonight.
That's right, and we're here with cosplayer extraordinaires Mercedes and Erica.
Yay!
Hello.
And I'm going to tell you this: even though it's a simple costume, I always dug your Felicity, just because we're Arrow fans.
I love it too.
Oh boy,
that is
You'd
cool.
You'd only know I am Felicity if you know somebody's Green Arrow. Oh, you're Felicity. Yeah. But anybody else be like, this thing I'm dressed up.
By the way, did you think it was rude that they just like kind of threw themselves into the wedding on the crossover episode?
No. I have to be honest, I'm not a big Barry and Irish shipper.
Not a lot of us are.
About them. This is the Felicity wedding.
Yeah.
I don't care about West Allen.
Oliver and Felicity get a pass.
Yep.
All right. All right.
Bitching complaint. I'm happy.
Your opinion doesn't matter.
I was crying, like happy tears.
I think I did too, but maybe we'll edit that part out. Sarah?
Yes?
What do you have for us next?
Well, so a new report is out that Ryan Coogler, who directed Black Panther, and he wrote it, right?
Or yeah. Did he just direct it? I think, yeah, he wrote and directed it.
Wrote and directed it. Also did that with Creed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Creed.
He wants Donald Glover to play the new baddie in Black Panther 2.
Oh, so good.
There's also the scuttlebutt.
I love that word.
Scuttlebutt. The rumor is going around that Michael B. Jordan may return, could return, as Killmonger, which kind of is funny because he died at the end of the
first... Spoiler alert for those who haven't seen Black Panther.
If you haven't seen Black Panther yet...
Get with the program.
You're silly.
Go out and rant.
We love you, but no. He dies at the end of Black Panther, so how they can justify bringing him back... I mean, I don't get me wrong, loved Killmonger.
He was a great villain.
Mm-hmm. He was a good villain.
He was one of their better villains, for sure.
Okay. Yeah.
He won me over, for sure. Loki has always been my favorite Marvel villain, but Killmonger might have just taken that throne.
Sorry, Loki's still for me.
Yeah, me too. Thank you, Erica. But yeah,
no, Obadiah Stane.
Cricket. But he's on my laptop. and so, yeah, I don't know how they would justify bringing him back as Killmonger for Black Panther 2. I don't know how
they'd be able to... How would they write him back in?
I have a theory, and I told Jason.
Let's hear your theory.
My theory is that he didn't actually die at the end of Black Panther. He just passed out from his wound, and T'Challa, being the good king of Wakanda that he is, takes him to Shuri...
Yeah.
And they use the vibranium technology
to heal him. She fixed the other guy. Yeah.
She fixed Martin Freeman's character, Ross.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With his back.
She fixed the Hobbit. It was all good.
She fixed the Hobbit. You're not funny. So I can see them doing that because, no, we don't see it. Like, we see him collapse at the end of Black Panther, but we don't know he really died.
That could be, yeah.
It's possible.
Or something along the lines. With the technology in Wakanda, you really wouldn't be surprised. There's so many different ways they could bring him back. So if they do, I'm all down for it.
Yeah, and Shuri is a genius.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I love Shuri.
Right? I mean, she's just fantastic. I love how she kind of, like, looks at Banner in Infinity War and goes, why didn't you think of doing that?
Because we didn't.
I'm sure you tried your best.
Yeah. It's like, she had
a little cocky moment.
Like, all right. I love Shuri. She's awesome.
She's good, yeah.
Definitely one of my favorites.
And the actress who plays Shuri...
Letitia Wright.
Thank you. I knew it was Letitia, and I didn't want to say it in case I was wrong. She's brilliant.
She is funny. Every interview I watch with her, she's hilarious.
Yeah. And the cast of Black Panther was just phenomenal.
Winston Duke as M'Baku.
Winston Duke is my favorite.
Incredible.
M'Baku is my favorite, too.
Can we just talk about him for just
we
a
may absolutely talk about him.
He's hot.
Yeah, he is.
I love the show for me.
I'm okay with that. Was he the man ape?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
M'Baku.
He stole the show for me. There was an amazing M'Baku cosplay at Toronto Comic Con.
Yeah, I saw him.
I got a picture with him, and I freaked out.
Of course.
He was in total character.
Yeah.
He was just, it was incredible.
We were trying to look for him all day, and of course, when she finds
we're
him,
we're vegetarian.
I'm busy like getting myself up with Mitch Pileggi while I was having, like, oh, come on.
No, I got a picture of him and the other
cosplayers. You did.
Yeah.
And he was spot on, that cosplayer.
I posted the photo on my Instagram account, and people who have never been to a con before were commenting, actually thinking it was the actor. And I'm like, I wish.
Oh,
but
amazing that was actually Winston.
I would have kidnapped him.
Well, then.
Just saying. Don't like, excuse me, Mr. Duke, can you just check in here, please?
You're terrible.
I know.
He definitely stole the show, though.
He really did. Yeah. Shuri's my favorite, but after that, M'Baku came out, I was like, I really love
him. And he was even in Infinity War.
Yeah.
In the fight scene.
M'Baku was cool.
He was like, I'm here for Wakanda and our king. It's like.
Him and Okoye, they both stole the show.
Okoye's my other favorite. Yeah. I love them all, really. But they were Black Panther.
Yeah.
So many good characters.
Okoye, is just badass.
Yeah.
Like, she's just a strong, badass woman.
She's definitely one of the most top badass women in Marvel.
There's not one bad character in that movie.
No.
Just, we're naming them all. I love them.
I love this one.
I tend to favor the villains, though, so of course Killmonger's my favorite.
Yes.
And I'm being biased because I'm working on a Killmonger cosplay, so...
I don't think I could work on a Black Panther cosplay. I could be Ross.
I am of the mindset that you can cosplay. I don't care who you are, what color you are. You can cosplay anybody you freaking like.
That's true.
I agree.
Cosplay is for everyone.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And you should not be restricted.
I mean, I'm playing green alien, so.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't be limited.
Yeah, it's our first time seeing you without the makeup, too.
That's true.
Yeah, actually. First time seeing you without
green.
No. I'm not green all the time.
Well, she's wearing her human makeup right now.
My human makeup is on green. Visiting from space.
Nice.
Getting ready to do that 2 hours of makeup again.
Oh yeah.
Woke up early to help her, and I'm like, I'm going to kill
you.
I'm just like Gamora.
Yeah. I'm just thankful this one is Star-Lord. I'm just thankful this one's in Niagara Falls, so I don't have to get up as early to commute all the way to Toronto.
And did you commute in makeup?
In makeup.
We went on the train in full costume.
It was the most embarrassing. Well, it was my first time doing something that crazy and traveling from Welland to Toronto, and I got the strangest looks. My first picture of the day was a man, actually, who moved from Iran to Canada recently.
He was a little man.
He moved recently from Iran to Canada, and he stopped me at the train station and asked for a picture. And he's like, is this common in Canada? Like,
yes, no. Every day.
Yes and no. I'm actually looking forward to when we go to Fan Expo, and I'm in full low-key cosplay.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I'm like, hey. Wear the wig, the outfit, the cape.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That was a good
idea. I thought you get used to it very quickly. You really do.
Once you're walking down the streets of Toronto, it's like, all right, I've been doing this for an hour and a half now.
Can I walk around as low-key and tell everybody to kneel?
Ooh. Yes. Yes, you can.
Everybody met Guardians.
I will say... before we get to the next story, Infinity War, anytime there was a Guardian and an Avenger together, it brought me great joy.
Yes.
Me too.
I, like, white-fisted Erica as soon as I heard the Rubber Band Man.
Yes.
I was like, Guardians, Guardians, Guardians.
Like, Guardians.
I like seeing Bucky and
Rocket
together.
That was my favorite scene, as Bucky is in my
top
three.
That's her love.
That's, yep. Yep. Iron Man always has my heart, but...
I just liked Rocket. How much for the gun? It's not for sale. What about the arm?
Oh, I'll get that arm.
But, you know, I love the interaction between Star-Lord and Thor. And lowering the voice.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love Thor, Rocket, and Groot. That was a really good team up. That entrance during the Battle of Wakanda.
Oh my
chills.
God.
You're all like, boom.
Thor, I love Thor. He was never my favorite until this movie. Everyone gets thrown out the window. It's all about Thor.
I mean, I'm a Loki girl, but I'm Thor curious.
Oh my.
I almost choked on my whipped cream and chocolate chips.
I'm sorry. Not sorry.
Yes. Boom.
Wow.
Anywho. Next story.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, there's going to be a Watchmen miniseries on HBO.
Oh, okay.
And they mentioned about a week ago that it's not going to be as faithful to the source material as the movie was.
Okay.
But I don't even remember how many episodes it is.
13?
Probably, if it's an HBO season.
I mean, it's a standard. I mean, HBO usually does,
like, miniseries and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they announced six actors who have been cast in the HBO pilot. They haven't said what characters they're playing.
Okay.
And by the way, it's by Damon Lindelof, the guy that did Lost.
Oh. If it's the guy that did Lost, it's good.
Yeah. So Tim Blake Nelson, who I believe had a part in the Incredible Hulk movie. Can't remember who. Louis Gossett Jr.
Yay, I love him.
Regina King.
Ooh.
Oh,
yeah.
Adelaide Clemens, not sure who that is. Andrew Howard. And Sarah's going to know this is the one that's exciting me the most of all these announcements. Don Johnson.
Of course.
So Nash Bridges is going to be a Watchman. So they're describing, they're saying that Regina King is the lead of this series. Unfortunately, specific details on who they'll be playing haven't been announced or revealed, but that should be coming soon.
Why can't I remember her?
Well, are you looking up the IMDb on the internet?
She is indeed, I think.
Regina King, look at that.
Regina.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, Regina King, you couldn't remember?
Right!
Wasn't she from Independence Day?
Yes! Daddy Daycare, Miss Congeniality 2.
Oh, good movie.
I've never seen the second one, but I love the first one.
I love the first
one. How did I not remember
her? First one's better.
How did I... She was in the Boondocks, too.
Well, yeah, she's going to be the lead in The Watchmen.
Son of a pup. She was in a sitcom way back.
Was it The Fresh Prince?
No. What is wrong with
you? I wasn't trying to be funny. I thought she was.
No. 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 Filmography. She was in Ray. She played Ray Charles's wife.
Yes.
Okay, Watchmen, 7 seconds. Big Bang Theory.
Wasn't she the...
Oh, she was one of the people who worked in...
Janine Davis.
College.
Yeah.
Yeah, who hated Sheldon.
Heads, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do. 24.
Oh, yeah.
Aunt Bully. Year of the Dog. Miss Congeniality 2, Cinderella Story, she played
That's
Rhonda.
That's the first thing I remember her from.
That's right! How did I forget that?
Is that the Hilary Duff movie?
Yeah! Yes, Regina King played Rhonda.
Why do I know
that? She was great in that. Daddy Daycare, she played Eddie Murphy's wife.
Fashion phase when I was a kid.
And Down to Earth. Mighty Joe Young.
So she's got some geek cred then.
How Stella Got Her Groove Back. Jerry Maguire. So, okay, how did I forget who she was? I'm a horrible...
Well, now you remember Regina King.
I do.
And she's a Watchman.
I'm looking forward to that, actually.
Me too.
Now that I remembered who she is. I'm sorry, Regina, if you ever listen to this podcast.
All right, before we go to the commercial.
Yes?
Give us one more of your stories.
Okay. I don't want to do that one yet. I'm going to do this one because it's more exciting to me.
Okay.
Haha. Warner Brothers Animation, which I love because of Scooby-Doo.
Yes.
Developing two new animated series based on Scooby-Doo and the Flintstones.
Oh, two of my favorites.
Scheduled to premiere in 2019 on the digital streaming service Boomerang. Oh. The Scooby-Doo one is going to be Scooby-Doo and Guess Who. Here's the iconic dog in the Mystery Inc. gang. Lovely people. With a variety of guest stars, including, but not limited to, Chris Paul, who I don't think I know, Ricky Gervais.
Okay.
Kenan Thompson.
Yay. Oh, from SNL.
Yeah. Bill Nye. Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Holy.
And Mark Hamill.
Woo! Nice.
Yes! And the duo of Halsey and Sia. And then fictional characters such as The Flash, Wonder Woman, Sherlock Holmes are also scheduled to make appearances in the animated series.
That's so cool.
Right? And then Yabba Dabba Dinosaurs is the Flintstones animated.
That's what it's called?
Yabba Dabba Dinosaurs. It's going to focus on Pebbles, Bam Bam, and Dino. 15-minute show features the two children investigating bedrock and the surrounding area. Hmm. So it's going to be more of a kid's show.
Oh, like Dora.
Yeah. And Dino's going to be playing the part of Boots.
Do you see Mr. Slate?
Where's the map?
A Scooby.
In your face.
The Scooby thing sounds interesting.
I watched Scooby-Doo one. I love Flintstones, but I don't know about that one.
Yeah. Like, that'll be
that
more
one
for,
really
like,
appeal to me.
Yeah.
Toddlers and stuff.
Yeah,
and
I don't sadly. Think, I got really excited for a second.
I don't think we're the demographic for that Flintstones one.
Darn it. I'm disappointed.
What if they ever did a Scooby Apocalypse cartoon?
Yes!
Oh!
Have you read the comic?
I want to. I haven't gone to it yet.
I have the entire freaking series, okay? And I haven't read the last two.
Someone dies.
I know!
Don't tell me one of the Mystery Gang dies.
I don't know yet. I haven't
I know who it is, but I'm not telling you because you have to read it.
You hush your mouth.
Yeah.
I'll probably read them tonight. So
all the Scooby Talk makes me want
to I will lend them to you.
Yeah.
Because they're really good. Like, I am impressed with the way that this has turned out. I'm really impressed with this comic.
They even made Scrappy kind of cool, right?
They really did. I mean, which is, like, hard to believe, but...
Yeah, because you know. Most annoying character on TV ever.
God. More than Scooby-Dum?
Yeah.
Scooby-Dum, yeah.
Dum-dum-dum-dum.
Forgot about that guy.
That part
didn't he wear a hat, though?
Yes, he did.
I'm not
he
editing that part. Hat. That's gold. Love you.
Yeah, love you.
Oh, boy. Why don't we take another break?
Yes, let's.
Come back. We have more... news stories we can get to.
On the Geekly Session.
That's right.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
Kristen Hunter, also known as Kiki, is a Canadian artist specializing in polymer clay creations. Being a geek at heart, most of her work is nerd-themed. Kristen has several lines of geeky creations, including steampunk, comic, and video game-inspired work, as well as sushi-themed jewelry. Kristen is always excited to create the perfect custom piece for any theme or occasion. Please check out her website at kikiscustomcreations.com.
All right. First you flick this switch. That activates it. Then you push this button, which will give you 5 minutes to get out of there. Now, whatever you do, don't push this button, because that will set off the bomb immediately and we'll all be dead. Now, repeat back what I just said.
I'm Groot.
Uh-huh.
I'm Groot.
That's right.
I'm Groot.
No! Now that's the button that will kill everyone! Try again.
I'm Groot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Groot.
Uh-huh.
I'm Groot.
No! That's exactly what you just said! How's that even possible? Which button is the button you're supposed to push? Point to it. No!
Hey, you're making him nervous!
Shut up and give me some tape! Does anybody have any tape out there? I want to put some tape over the death button.
All right, we're back at Tellier Manor.
No.
No.
The Den of Doom.
The Hotel Den of Doom.
Somebody come up with a name for my...
Hotel Transylvania.
Half, like, my basement.
Is that taken? I think it might be.
I think it's
taken.
Yeah, I think so.
But we're here with the dynamic duo team of Mercedes and Erica.
Partners in alien ass kicking.
Nope. Can I just say, I love the name Mercedes.
Thank you.
That's beautiful.
I get that a lot.
It is a cool name, and I will apologize because I couldn't remember your name, so I asked Erica to ask her friend Gamora if she could do the show.
I'm not even going to lie. Ever since I cosplayed as Gamora the first time, it has taken over my life, and now I am referred to at work as Gamora.
Nice.
Is it my her phone dad, as Gamora?
Her dad calls me Gamora. Everyone's.
Oh, that's cool.
My family.
I'm in her phone as Peter.
My family calls me Gamora. It's just. Geez. Yeah, it's really an actual nickname now.
That's
time
cool.
I did it at work. I punched your name out at Gamora at work, and now everybody works
so
with me.
So I won't be offended.
Okay.
I actually love that nickname. So.
Cool. But now I remember your name, so yeah. It's all good.
Yay.
All right. While we're on the subject, of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yes.
What do you have for us next, Sarah?
I have the next Spider-Man adventure.
Cool.
And who has been signed on to play the villain Mysterio in it? It is none other than Jake Gyllenhaal, or I don't know, Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal. Gyllenhaal. I've heard it pronounced both ways, so I want to cover all my bases.
Casey ever listens to it one day.
According to news sources, Gyllenhaal, was in hot competition with none other than Ryan Gosling for the part.
Oh.
But a scheduling conflict pulled Gosling out of the running. So, Gyllenhaal got it. And Michael Keaton is going to be returning as the Vulture, which I love him as the Vulture.
I just love Michael Keaton in general.
He's a great actor.
Love him ever since like Batman and everything like
that. Yeah.
He was another guy as far as the Marvel villains are concerned that they did, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And cool that they didn't kill him off in that movie so that he can come back.
Exactly.
We were talking about how I have a fountain of useless knowledge. Do you know who killed off Mysterio in the comics and got in a lot of trouble for it?
Dr. Ock.
Oh, no, I mean writer-wise.
Oh, writer-wise. Chris Claremont.
No.
Darn it, I was so close.
It was Kevin Smith.
Shut up!
In an issue of Daredevil. He's not even a Daredevil villain.
Oh my gosh.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Mr. Kevin Smith, I love you dearly. And I'm very glad you're okay from your heart attack. But why? Why did you do that?
I just hope they come up with a reasonable costume and not the big fishbowl he wears on his head.
Oh my god.
With the swirling in
it. I mean, if it wasn't true to the comics.
Yeah.
They won't, though. They're going to show off the Gyllenhaal face.
Yeah.
Show off the Gyllenhaal face.
Hey, Jake, we're going to make you wear this. It's a fishbowl with swirling shit in it. Exactly. Just put that on. But now you can't see my face. We know.
You know what I do like about all the Spider-Man movies going way back to Tobey Maguire? They've all used different villains in every one of them, which is decent.
They've all been pretty good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Doc Ock being the best one.
Oh, yes.
I am a very big fan of Green Goblin, so.
Yeah. I can't remember the actor's name.
Willem
Dafoe.
No, who played Doc Ock?
Oh, Alfred Molina.
Thank you.
Also from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yes.
I also hope they get a better title than Homecoming 2.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be called Homecoming 2.
You can't.
No. I'm very excited to see Mysterio, though. I hope they do him justice.
Yeah.
I kind of am curious to see, like, what Ryan Gosling would have done. I feel like he might have been a better option.
Good.
Gyllenhaal is a very good actor, though, so I feel like he'll bring it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's decent. I like it. And that movie is going to be the first one out after Avengers 4, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it will be. Yeah.
Apparently, time-wise, it takes place kind of close to the events of the two Avengers movies.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Infinity War hadn't even happened yet when they do this one.
When this one happens, I guess it's a couple weeks after Avengers 4.
Yeah.
So he's gone through all that stuff.
Yeah, he's gone through all that stuff.
And he's come back.
Same with Guardians. I think Guardians is supposed to be... The Guardians 3 is supposed to be after Infinity War.
Black Panther 2.
Yeah.
It has to be, or else... They're not there.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy 3 will be very small.
Rocket. Solo film.
I remember that.
No,
James Gunn.
His origin story.
I love Rocket's origin story so bad.
I would actually really like to see that.
I've actually been playing this Guardians of the Galaxy video game. It's called, like, the Telltale series. And
it
goes back into Rocket's past, and it's actually really sad. I was crying.
Well, wasn't he created to be company for... patients in an insane asylum or something like that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's his origin story.
Sorry, I'm playing with your purse.
And I was like,
by the way, it would be Rocket and Nebula because she was still around.
Yeah, she was still.
Oh,
I want to see her and Tony's adventures when Avengers 4 comes out.
Because
they're just the two of them.
I love Nebula.
She's been in the first movie, but I really love her now.
They need to bring back Gamora. I'm being very biased, but they do.
Okay, well, this next story makes me happy as a longtime comic book nerd since I was 5. So Stephen Amell revealed that Oliver Queen's signature facial hair will arrive in Arrow Season 7.
I read that. He's got to get the goatee.
It's about time.
Probably because being in prison, he can't shave.
So here's what he had to say last week at Motor City Comic Con.
In Detroit, right?
In Detroit, yeah. Just because you've been polite and just because everyone has been so nice to me today... I can break some news for you and let you know that in Season 7, I'm going to debut the goatee. He added, I can't promise that I'm going to keep the goatee forever. I can definitely promise that I'm not going to wear the stupid hat.
Darn it!
The Green Arrow Robin Hood hat.
Oh, God, no, please don't.
That would look dumb on a screen, I think. But
never say never.
Well, maybe they make him wear
He's happy enough to get rid of that wig. I don't think he wants to wear a ridiculous hat.
But it's a great hat, and it's got a feather in it.
I can't picture Stephen Amell wearing that hat.
It looks fine in the comics, but...
This big muscular
and
guy.
The mask.
And he's got the hat.
And the goatee and the hat with the feather.
Well, he wears the mask now.
I know, but the hat would just kind of finish it off.
Oh, in jail, I think he probably shouldn't wear that hat.
He would get clobbered in
That's
jail.
Cool.
People might leave him alone if he wears the hat in jail.
No, I think people will come beat him up even more in jail.
Yeah.
Is that a feather?
Oh, Arrow. And Colton James is coming back in like a full-time role.
Yes, I'm so happy that Roy is coming back.
I'm happy he's coming back.
I was excited when he, like,
did a little couple episodes. He did
yeah.
season.
I'm even happier he's not coming back with Thea, so. Not a Thea fan.
You're not a Thea. I like her in the beginning of the series, but I really liked her now.
I'm
I was kind of sad.
You watched Legends, you're good.
I did watch Legends. That's it.
Well, we're married. Maybe you'll get into some Arrow and Flash.
We'll see.
I own the first 5 seasons of Arrow.
You can catch up. You can catch up. It's all good.
I'm going to binge watch for 3 weeks.
It's Arrow probably
fantastic, though, especially the early seasons.
Okay.
I'm going to have to check it out.
Season 2 was a great season of Arrow.
It was.
I never got into it at first. I never got into it. You don't know what you're missing.
In season 2, they introduced Barry, did they not?
Yeah.
That was a crossover. The first crossover, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Catch up.
Mustard.
I knew that was coming. All right.
Funny.
So I know you have one more story. What do you got for us?
I do have one more story. My God, how did you know?
Because you told me during the commercial.
All right, so Skydance Media is partnering with Netflix to co-produce and release 6 Underground, which is a feature film, and it's going to star Ryan Reynolds, and Ooh. It will be directed by Michael Bay, so expect a lot of explosions.
My favorite.
Just random explosions that serve no purpose for the movie whatsoever.
Why did that bomb go? I don't know.
There's nothing
wrong
with that.
And it did it in slow motion. It will be the first time that Skydance Media and Netflix have collaborated on a feature film of this level. Mm. It's also going to be the first project that Reynolds and Bay have done for the streaming service.
Oh, cool.
So, expect a lot of fun for that. I kind of want to see it because I love Ryan Reynolds.
Exactly. Yeah.
So.
You know what, though? A lot of those early Michael Bay movies are awesome, like The Rock and stuff like that.
I love The Rock. Love The Rock.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah. It's going to be good.
You didn't get that.
He's amazing?
I did get that.
He's amazing. The Rock.
Dwayne the Rock. I got it.
Cricket.
I got you, girl.
See, Mercedes and Erica understood.
We got you.
Thank
got you.
You.
Got you back.
The movie with Nicolas Cage and Sean Connery is what I was talking about.
I know.
About. All right.
And I made a little funny. Ha, ha, ha.
You are funny.
I know.
All right.
And
I have,
tired.
I have. I know.
And
I'm sorry. And
so
cute.
And cute. And humble.
All right. I have one more story before we go into the break and get to the geek calendar.
Yeah.
You guys watch Gotham at all?
Oh, I do.
I'm a little behind, but I still dig the show.
Me too, I'm fine, but
they just announced a 5th and final season, 13 episodes. I guess
that's
it's
it?
Yeah, oh, I wow. guess he's gonna become Batman by the end of this.
Oh, I love that show.
Yeah.
The actor who plays the Penguin's gonna be at Fan Expo this year, so I'm
oh, yeah. cool, yeah.
I'm all over that. There will be a photo op. There will be an autograph.
The actor that plays Bullock, Donald Logue, commented on a picture of me once and said I looked like his long lost twin brother, which made my day.
That's so cool.
But yeah, they're going to have their final season. He's going to become Batman this year, I guess. Producer John Stevens revealed that they're going to take heavily from the Batman Zero Year storyline. It's a recent comic storyline from about 2 years ago written by Scott Snyder.
Oh, I think I've heard of that one.
It ran for a year in the comics, actually, from June 2013 to July 2014. It's a different take on Batman's origins, which featured Edward Nygma as the main villain, the Riddler.
The Riddler.
He's badass in this series,
too.
Oh,
I love the Riddler.
And Batman wore purple gloves, which was hilarious to me. But that's going to be the plot of this upcoming season, and I'm kind of stoked, even though it's the final season.
Okay. I'm just before, like, are you finished with that story?
Yeah. What do you got next?
Your phone there.
Yeah, I'm looking at. I was just checking Facebook while listening to that about Gotham, and there's a little teaser thing trailer for Sharknado 6.
Yeah, I put that up on our page today.
Okay, so yeah.
Tell them the title.
What is it? It's The Last Sharknado. It's About Time. And it premieres August 19th on Sci-Fi.
It can't be about, it's like The Force Awakens.
Oh my God. Okay.
It's About Time.
They're stupid, but they're fun for me to watch.
I watch them because they're so stupid that I just laugh the entire time.
Sharks out of water.
And I love to see the cameos that they put in there.
And
how
this,
are they breathing?
This year is a time travel story, too.
I know.
Time traveling one. And Dolph Lundgren plays what's his face, his son from the future.
If you watch that trailer at the end of it, Ian Ziering says, I'm going to need a bigger chainsaw.
Yeah. Oh, good God.
I will watch just to laugh.
Oh, yeah. My kid loves them.
And go, how stupid can
They're stupid fun. That's how I've always described them.
They're stupid fun. I can think of other things that are stupid fun.
We bought her, I think we owned a couple of them.
I watched the first one.
It all ties together this year.
I've seen all of them.
You know, if you want a good laugh, just keep your laugh how stupid it is, watch Sharknado.
Alright, I do have one last story. It's a story that might involve me going to see the movie and having to pay Sarah to come with me. Halle Berry has been cast as the new female lead for the third John Wick movie. New details on what character she plays, but not expected to be the villain. John Wick Chapter 3 hits theaters next May. You should watch them. They're very good.
I don't want to.
They don't show the dog.
I don't care. I know what happened.
We can skip over that part.
I don't like it.
All right. They're good action movies, though.
I know, but anybody who would kill a dog to bring a guy out of retirement is sick and needs to be hit by a car.
And he kills them all. It's a happy story.
But then he gets another dog, and then that dog gets it.
No. He still has that dog at the end of the second one.
Oh, okay.
So that dog's fine.
Let me guess, the next movie the dog will be gone.
In the third one.
They're going off on John Wick dog adventures now. Anyhow, I'll throw you some cash. Maybe you'll come with me to see it. Let's do the final commercial break, and we'll get to some geek calendar.
Hold on, true believers. There's more We Got the Geek after these words.
This is Ms. Hyde Cosplay. You're listening to We Got the Geek.
Welcome back to the Geekly Session. I said it with confidence that time.
Yeah, you did.
Remembering the title finally.
Good job.
So it's time for the Geek Calendar. We're going to mix in the birthdays with the other news, the other geekly things we should know about this week on the calendar.
Okay.
All right, so this coming week on May 28th, I believe that's Monday.
Yes.
Happy birthday to Townsend Coleman. Ooh. Do you know who that is?
Sounds familiar.
Well, we were talking about the cartoon he was on earlier with Mickey Dolenz.
The Tick.
That's right. He was the Tick. He was one of the Ninja Turtles. He was the voice of NBC in the 90s.
Oh, cool.
He was the guy that was like, coming up on Friends. That was him.
Oh, neat.
We got to interview him once on the old radio show that we did. And cool. I wish that interview would have survived because he did all the voices and everything. But he's a very nice man. Hopefully we'll interview him someday for the new show.
I want to because I love the Tick.
Oh, yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. On Tuesday, new DVD release day. We're kind of reaching for a DVD to talk about this week. But there's one called Annihilation starring Natalie Portman.
Oh, I heard about that one, yep.
So did I.
It looked kind of creepy.
Yeah, the box did when I looked it up online.
Isn't Oscar Isaac in that too, I think?
Who?
Oh, Poe Dameron?
Yeah.
I think so.
That too.
It sounds so familiar. Why do I... Yeah, I'll have to look it up.
I think it was based off a novel, too.
That's cool.
Okay.
And we're just ripe with celebrity birthdays that day.
Okay.
So happy birthday to Pearl Mackey from Doctor Who.
Nice.
She was Bill.
Yes, I like Bill.
She was nice. Mel B from the Spice Girls.
Okay, she's cool.
And I'm going to throw this out because I joke with my friend Stacy about this lady because she owns a cassette tape player. Lisa Welchel, who played Blair on The Facts of Life. And then Wednesday, of course, being New Comic Book Day.
Woo-hoo!
We have, it's all the Hanna-Barbera DC crossovers week. Nice. So we have Aquaman and Jabberjaw. Black Lightning and Hong Kong Phooey.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
The Flash and Speed Buggy. And I think the other one was Dynamite and the Super Sun, so Superboy and Robin. And last year I bought Booster Gold meets the Flintstones, and it was hilarious.
Oh, my God.
So we got those.
And the only reason why I know Booster Gold now is because, well, you keep talking about him, and because I played DC Universe Online.
That's right.
So do I.
You guys should team up.
I love that game.
Oh, yeah. I still need to get it. Yeah, you need to come over one day and just, like, get me set up.
I love creating villains.
Both of you can come over and get it set up for me.
I have some villains, and I have mostly heroes.
But she's mostly villains.
Yeah.
I love making all my characters
She
fly.
Loves Purdy. Me too.
You just need to go after
I always have a staff, because I'm dramatic and I want a staff. I like to hit people with it.
Nice.
I like her.
She's cool. Like you guys are all cool.
That's awesome. I'm going to get back into playing it now that I got some time.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get back into playing my Xbox One in general.
I want an Xbox One.
Oh. I have one too.
One day.
I know. I have that one too, though. I have a 360 as well.
Oh, my 360.
360 is great as well.
That's all I got.
I had a ColecoVision.
You're old.
I know. Yeah. Thank you for reminding me.
Love you.
I love you too. Also in comics that day.
Yes.
The start of a 6-issue weekly series called Man of Steel about Superman. Brian Michael Bendis's DC debut. He just came off an 18-year run at Marvel.
Cool.
Oh. Okay, so sticking with comic books, I'm not changing the subject.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't there a new one that Gail Simone was a part of now that's coming out or has come out?
Oh, well, Domino, which we're reading, and she's going to be writing Plastic Man.
Oh, see, I love Gail Simone.
She's fantastic.
We got to interview her, and she complimented my Marvel dress.
Ooh. I love that Marvel dress.
She was very nice.
She was fantastic. She's lovely.
All right, and the other comic worth mentioning this week is Amazing Spider-Man, issue 800.
Oh, my goodness.
$10 for this comic, whereas Action Comics, $1,000 was $7.
Wow.
Yeah. Marvel.
What the hell, Marvel?
I don't know.
Sorry, but I love you, though, Marvel.
Marvel's nice.
I love you.
I'll keep reading.
I love you so much, Marvel.
I'll keep reading your comics, let's be honest. All right, birthdays that day? One of the greatest actors of our generation, Ted McGinley.
I didn't mean to laugh.
Oh, he was on Happy Days, wasn't he? He was Cousin Roger.
Yes, he was in. He was on Married with Children.
He was on Love Boat.
No. Mm-hmm.
And yeah. It's also I'm going to pronounce his name wrong, but you can correct me and tell me where you know him from. Cole Meany.
He was on Star Trek: Next Generation.
And Con Air.
He played O'Brien.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Miles O'Brien.
Yes.
He was also in... He was in quite a few movies.
But he's nice.
I got ashamed after saying that. I'm a Trekkie, too. And I'm like, who's he again?
You can also turn in your geek card like Sarah.
In my defense, I haven't watched The Next Generation for a while. I really want to get back to watching the whole series.
Yeah.
All right. And the last birthday that day is someone I got to interview once. Like, super nice guy. He was Kripke on Big Bang Theory, John Ross Bowie.
Ooh.
Very nice. I asked him, how'd you come up with the Kripke voice? He's like, what Kripke voice?
He talks like Bowie.
So you know he's funny.
No, he was very funny. And one of his goals was to be on Doctor Who one day.
Aww.
Which was hilarious.
Let's make that happen. I don't
That's
know
right.
how, but, you know.
All right. So Thursday, which is May 31st, if you can believe, end of the month.
Wow.
We have some great birthdays that day. We have Clint Eastwood.
Woo!
88 years old.
He talks to a chair and is a supporter of Trump.
Oh, I know, but have you seen Gran Torino? I love that movie.
He's a great actor, though.
He's a great actor.
All right, fine. I'll give him that. Stop talking to chairs.
He talks to chairs?
He talked to a chair! Look it up.
Well, he's old.
Google it.
He probably thought someone was sitting in it.
Google it.
All right. I still wouldn't mess with him. He's got, like, huge muscles at 88. I'd be scared to run into him.
He's pretty fit for his age.
Yeah. Tom Berenger, are you familiar with his work?
Yes, I am.
Colin and I once went on a Tom Berenger kick where we rented, like, all his movies.
Dramatic.
Leah Thompson.
Yay!
Howard the Duck.
That's right. And Back to the Future.
And Back to the Future.
And Corey Hart, who I think should be in the Canadian Hall of Fame. You can argue with me all you want.
I didn't say he shouldn't be.
Oh, well then, we agree.
Yeah. Wow. Ooh, that's cool. Fighting words.
No. Friday is usually new movie release day in the theaters. Nothing really of note to mention. I will mention that is the first day of Niagara Falls Comic Con.
Yay!
Which runs through Sunday
We're
the 3rd.
We're not doing that day, though.
No. We'll be there Saturday and Sunday.
We'll be there Sunday.
Sweet. And celebrating birthdays that day.
Oh, boy.
Is God herself, Alanis Morissette.
Yay!
And Tom Holland.
Yay!
Big fan of him.
We just called him
a little cutie pie.
He's adorable.
You just want to pinch his cheeks.
He's adorkable.
He's nice.
There you go.
He's nice.
All right, look at all the list for June 2nd's birthdays.
Oh, boy.
We have, you'll like this one, because you watch Legends, yeah. Wentworth Miller.
Yeah, Captain I love Cold. Him. He is dreamy, and
come on,
but
Captain
I'm not
Cold.
A guy, so I'm not as
Captain Cold is amazing, too.
Yeah.
And I miss him. I come back as Captain Cold.
Yeah.
I still want to, I want to watch it.
And you know what?
Prison Break is amazing.
I've really never seen it.
I really want to watch
good.
It.
Very good.
I guess, yeah.
Because, like, even as on the reboot, it looked really good. I'm like, yeah, but I don't know anything.
I haven't watched the reboot, but I would like to.
Yeah, I've never seen it either, but it always did look interesting.
It did. And I then Dominic Purcell's in it, too.
Yeah.
Strongly recommend it.
It's he's my favorite
show.
Legend, Dominic Purcell.
Oh, he's fantastic.
All right, also celebrating birthdays on June 2nd, Morena Baccarin from Deadpool
I'll
and
love her.
Gotham.
Yay. And Firefly.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank
Firefly.
You, Firefly. Firefly.
She's in Nara.
That's right. Also Dominic Cooper, Tony Stark's dad.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia as well.
Oh, was he in that?
Yeah.
I didn't know he
he's
was in that.
Be in that.
He's gonna be in
the
new one.
Second one.
Yep. Nice.
Wasn't he Abraham Lincoln vampire killer as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
I think he was, actually.
He could have been.
Good career move for him.
Oh, yeah.
Dana Carvey, Garth.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
And the last one we have here is Zachary Quinto from Star Trek.
Yeah!
And that's hubba, hubba. And that's your geek calendar for the week. Hubba hubba.
Hubba hubba.
You're hilarious.
Thank you. I'm again. It's because I'm exhausted.
And that's fine.
Thank you.
And hyped up on ice
and
cap.
Hyped up on chocolate chip.
You're
ice
welcome.
Cap.
I brought that to
I
you.
I just realized
what
that Comic Con's next weekend.
Yeah,
that's right.
Because you said this week, and I was
you.
Like. Excuse me.
It creeped up. It creeped up on us.
You can capture my place for the whole weekend.
My Valkyrie costume is not ready. Gotta get on that.
Oh, I have so much respect for cosplayers. It's not even funny. I have, I have no patience for stuff like that. I did a Batman costume for a video in high school, and it was a garbage bag for a cape. It's like a little Lone Ranger mask and a backwards baseball hat. And my friend Scott was Robin, and he just tied a shirt around his neck and said, here's my cape, I'm Robin.
My first cosplay I ever did was Hamilton Comic Con. I did Commander Lexa from the show The 100. And I got up, because I decided last minute I wanted to cosplay. I got up the morning of the con, and I think I
maybe... We were up till 3 in the morning.
I think I may have slept an hour.
We didn't even sleep. Yeah. We had power nap.
I was up until 3 a.m. doing it, and then I slept for maybe an hour or two, got up again, finished it, and went to the con.
We got up at like 5 or 6 in the morning.
Yeah. Oh.
So, cosplay's not easy.
Sleep. We
no.
had power nap. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Holy crap.
Yeah.
I could have gone to bed. I couldn't find something for my Star-Lord cosplay, and I was up all night trying to find it.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, like
I
said,
that's the first
respect.
Time I was Star-Lord ever, too. It was at Hamilton Comic-Con.
And then when I have to get up 2 hours early every con to do the green body paint.
Yeah. I'll be helping with you do that again.
Oh, man, that's eek. So much respect again.
Yeah.
You guys looking forward to seeing any celebrities at Niagara Falls?
Ooh, Michael yeah. Rooker.
Oh, yeah.
And over. Sean Gunn.
Yes.
They have a Q&A on Saturday. We need to go.
Yes, absolutely.
The two of them together.
We're going to go meet them as Gamora and Star-Lord.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Also, when we did Gamora and Star-Lord the first time on Halloween...
James Gunn retweeted our photo.
Yeah.
Nice.
We got noticed by the director of Guardians of the Galaxy.
He retweeted our photo on Twitter, and I was very excited.
Texted me like, James Gunn retweeted our photo on Twitter.
I heard he's such a nice guy, too.
He seems like it.
I want to work with him someday.
I would love to work for James Gunn one day.
Right?
Specifically in a Guardians movie.
Something.
Specifically in a Guardians movie, but...
Starring Mercedes as Gamora's younger sister. daughter. I'm all over it.
Anything?
Anything?
Put me in.
I'll be a tree. Just let me in.
We'll be, baby Groot has a long lost
cousin.
You know,
something.
Build another stump of his, you know.
Okay, we're done.
No, that's, no, that's fantastic. It's gonna be. I think it'll be a good con.
I think so.
Weekend. And we're happy to be seeing so many
of
our friends.
I also want to meet Jonathan Frakes.
Yeah. Oh, I also want to meet what's his name? The one who was in Karate Kid.
Oh, Ralph Macchio.
Yeah, and he was in The Outsiders. I love The Outsiders.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah.
He's not going to be there Sunday when we're there,
no,
though.
No,
he'll be there Saturday.
Yes.
That's right.
So I know you're meeting on Saturday then.
Yeah.
I this is not even close to what you guys want to see, but I'm excited to meet this writer Peter David, who's written a billion comics I've read. Who also came up with the storyline where Aquaman had long hair, a beard, and a harpoon hand. So very excited there. Mm-hmm. And Rooker.
And Rooker.
How can you not?
Yeah.
I just want to ask him about Mallrats.
I was so excited to see that announcement.
What?
And Walking Dead.
And he was also in The Walking Dead, that's true. I don't watch it, but I knew he was.
He was also in that James Gunn movie, Super, where Rainn Wilson was a vigilante.
Yes. Rainn Wilson, I'm sorry, I just see Dwight.
Yeah, he walked around hitting people with a big wrench, I remember. It's a good movie. I liked it.
I'll be happy if we can interview Michael Rooker.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I've
if you guys interview Michael Rooker.
I've messaged his management. We're just waiting to hear back.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Anything you'd like to add before we leave?
No.
Okay.
No.
So I'll take this opportunity to thank Erica and Mercedes for coming here to the Den of Doom.
Thank you for having us.
Thank
no
you.
No problem.
Thanks for doing this. We appreciate it. I'm sure we'll have you back on because we're trying to do this weekly.
Yes.
And we're excited.
We'd love to come back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay!
Sweet. All right. Do we have a closing yet for the show?
No. Somebody help us come up with a closing phrase, like, you know, Stanley has Excelsior and all that crap.
Welcome to the party, pal.
And, you know, like, buckle up, sweetheart. Something. I don't know. Somebody pick something. Make up something.
Why didn't you put the bunny back in the box? No?
What?
Con Air. And with that exasperated sigh, we're going to bid you adieu for the week. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.